Good evening, my name is Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again. It is Friday. It is 7:30. That can only mean one thing. We are back with the Arsenal Women's Show. Of course, last week, the Lionesses were playing, so we couldn't do a show. They like to kind of throw games in on a Friday night, don't they? Don't they realise that we've done this show a lot longer than they've started doing matches on a Friday? But anyway, we are back. Lots and lots to get through, of course. We're going to go back a couple of weeks to the last game against Bristol City. Of course, a victory, which we'll take, maybe not as convincing as we maybe thought it might be. Of course, there was a certain player returning from injury in that game, which is great news. So we're going to look at that. There's a massive, massive game, isn't there, on Sunday. The league leaders, Manchester City, visit Meadow Park. So that is going to be good. So we're going to look ahead to that as well. And of course, we'll have all your comments and questions as usual, of course. And it's all coming up after this. Over and over and over again. And there we are, and of course, joining us is our usual panel. Of course, we have got Andreas. How are you today?
Not bad at all. Good evening, everybody. Looking forward to the show and to all the subjects we have to discuss. Big match coming up on Sunday.
A very, very big match indeed. Yeah, we're going to look forward to that one. It's couldn't be any bigger, really, could it? And I know you can't see him very well, but we have got Emma with us as well, and he's on time today, which is nice. Are you okay this week, Emma?
Yeah, nothing too bad, mate. I'm getting there, finally feeling better after being struck down by the flu. But yeah, it's good now. I'm all right. I'm feeling better.
Good stuff. Good to have you with us. And we've got a new member to the channel. It is Nathan, of course, who's been a regular feature in the chat for quite some time. Good to have you on board with us. And Terry says hello to Nathan as well. So if you do want to become a member of the channel, there's a link down in the description. You can do that, and that would be great. So that would be really, really cool. So anyway, right, we have got a lot to talk about, really, because we haven't had a show for 2 weeks, due to why they play games on a Friday. They should know by now. They can't get the emails I keep sending them. Do not play on Friday night, because we've got more important things to do. But no, they play on a Friday, so we have to watch it, and that's that. So anyway, we are back, and we are going to have to go back, actually, a couple of weeks to our last game, which seems like a long time ago. And it was a long time ago, but it actually was illuminated by some couple of wonderful goals. So, Katie McCabe, of course, with the goals on that particular day. But it was a strange game in many ways, wasn't it? Because we all expected us, obviously, to win the game. We maybe expected us to win a little bit more comfortably than what we did, actually. And in the end, I wouldn't say we were hanging on. I mean, you know, we were a better team. But, you know, we conceded a soft goal again. It's been a theme of the season, hasn't it? And thankfully, Katie McCabe banged in a couple of absolute worldies for us to win us the game. But It was a fully deserved victory, wasn't it? It just wasn't as comfortable and as maybe easy to watch as we was expecting it to be. I mean, Andreas, what did you make of that in the end? 3 points is 3 points, isn't it? But it wasn't convincing, was it, really, at all?
No, in the end, I think we all were satisfied to get the 3 points. But what would we do without Katie this season? Her goals, it's not the first time that she saved us. And of course, we were the better team. We were dominating. We had a lot of ball possession. We had more chances. But, Then it was 1-1, and everything is possible. And even after the second goal for us, when you're only one goal ahead, everything can happen. You only need one sloppy pass, one mistake in defense, one corner. I was really delighted and happy when the match was over and we had the 3 points. But it's not what we should expect from our team against a team like Bristol, to struggle and to be relieved that we have the 3 points. Normally, we should be able to beat them with a difference of 3-4 goals. Because look at the quality of our squad. We are much, much better than Bristol. And you can only excuse it with the pressure on the team, with the bad start in the season, and the pressure that it was a must-win game. You can't lose any points against a team like Bristol. So, of course, this was a lot of pressure, and yeah, finally we got the 3 points, and it's 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, let's take the points and be happy that we won. But there's a lot to improve, not only in the result, also in the build up, in the way we play, in the way we use our chances. And we must make more out of the of dominating a match and creating chances. We must score more. That's a lot to improve.
Yeah, exactly. There is. And conceding some soft goals as well, which seems to have been a habit this season, doesn't it? Which, yes, we've won 2 games in a row now after the shaky start that we've had. And I think we, like you said, I agree, we've got to be happy with the result. And we're clearly not quite in our rhythm yet, are we, at either end of the pitch? You know, we're not defending that well. We're attacking okay in terms of our play, seems to be good. But when it comes to that final third, we're not clinical enough. We're not creating as many chances as we should. I mean, the WSL has improved the standard. We know that the lower teams, if you like, are nowhere near as bad as they were a few years ago when we beat these 11-1, didn't we, at Meadow Park a few years ago. And you can see that the level's changing now, that the gap's closed up. But even so, we shouldn't be going to a team like Bristol City who have just been promoted and not really struggling for a 2-1, but kind of not being convincing in our victory. I expected us, having beaten Aston Villa, I thought that's the pressure off us a little bit because we've got a win. And I expect us to go to Bristol City and play with a lot of confidence and get a 2 or 3 goal advantage and win the game fairly easy. But it didn't work out. I mean, fair play to Bristol City. They defended really well and they gave absolutely everything in that game, to be fair to them. I mean, it was almost like before the game, you'd think, well, that's a free hit for them. Because if they lost 4-0, people think, well, that's what was expected. But anything other than that was an advantage to them. And to be fair, they gave absolutely everything. They made it difficult for us. But we need to be a lot more clinical. We need to be, we need to just play better overall, don't we? With some bigger tests that we've got to come, as we're going to talk about on Sunday, of course, as we know. So, yeah, but 3 points is 3 points. 6 points in out of six is all we could have hoped for out of those last 2 games. But, yeah, let's please at some point let us have a game that we can relax in and not have to stress and worry all the way through like we have done all season. It's been like that, hasn't it, this season so far? But I'm sure it will get better now with a few players coming back from injury, which we'll look at as well. I mean, Emma, I know it was a couple of weeks ago now and lots of things have happened in the last 2 weeks, but what did you sort of make of the Bristol City performance? Because we got the win and that's the most important thing, isn't it, ultimately?
Yeah, win is a win, as they say. But we made a lot harder work than we should. Another game without a clean sheet. It's a bit of what's happened. Yeah. That's when we were like so solid at the back. I don't know. I just got the feeling players are trying their best out there. But I don't know. I wouldn't blame the manager too much. It would be a bit harsh for me to say that. But I just feel like that he doesn't know his own. It's tough when you've got you're missing your arguably your greatest and certainly your best central defender in Leah. I mean, there's nobody. She's almost irreplaceable. It's just tough when to blend the new players in. I've got the feeling he doesn't know his best starting 11 yet, and it's not really showing. There's no fluency. They always seem a bit vulnerable at the back. I mean, crosses into the box. How many goals have we conceded from crosses into the box this season? It's frightening.
Every single game, or not?
Sorry.
Virtually every single goal we've conceded has been
there. Just to be static, and Manu had no chance. It was a great ball into the box, but who's marking Rachel Furness? They just allow her to run on 4 defenders in the box and that happened, and that just can't happen. That's not us defensively. It's become a concern now. What was it? There was a stat up on Twitter the other week where Albino was very good at his stats. He said, we faced 9 shots this season and conceded 5 goals. That is alarming when you think we've got the league leaders coming up next. And if they put crosses in our box, we can't defend them. Then we're going to be all at sea again. It's just like, I mean, I know it's not back till January, but he has to find a decent centre back pairing. It's tough when you've got the sort of best player injured, and you've got okay. The good thing is that Beth and Viva back, but apart from Katie's, we have to rely on a couple of worldies to beat Bristol City, and that's not like us because normally we're so efficient at cutting through teams, finding gaps, and utilising them as we've come to expect under this manager, but. At the moment, it just seems a little bit like there's a bit of, I don't know, it just seems a little bit tentative and they don't know their best way of trying to break down teams. So, yeah, whilst the win's a win, you can't afford to play like that against every team
in the league and expect to get away with it every week. So, I mean, there just has to be a bit more fluency and he has to know his best 11. Like, a great example being, for me, Stina, who was so good against Manchester United, the way she scored that super against Manchester United. Why is she going on the bench, not even coming on? She could have added some potency to our attack. For me, she's got to start again. She went in to talk to the manager, but I don't know. She just sat there and did nothing. I mean, Caitlin Ford didn't really have a good game. Okay, Viv came on. She made one pass and almost set up a goal. But you could just see there was literally no fluency in that game. And it is becoming a bit of a concern because it's not how we like. That's not how we used to seeing our teams play. And it's going to be sorted out quickly. And I know it's difficult, as I said, without key players. But it's becoming a bit worrying as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, it is. And I think so far this season, there's certainly been more questions than answers in what we've seen in the games, in every game, really. I mean, yes, you know, we're unbeaten in three now. We, you know, a draw away at Man U isn't a bad result. We should have won that game, as we know. We beat Aston Villa and we've beaten Bristol City with not convincing performances. But I suppose the way I try and look at it is we haven't really got going yet. And we're still picking up points. So when when it does all start clicking, I think you're right about the back four. I don't think Jonas really knows what his strongest back four is. To be fair, Amanda was injured against Bristol City and couldn't play. Would she have made a difference to that? She is good in the air to that goal, maybe. we don't know. But yeah, I mean, something's not quite right. The Stina thing's interesting, isn't it? Because she's come on. If she hasn't started games, she's always come on. And usually when she comes on, she makes an impact. She'll either score or she'll create some havoc or she'll run at defenders. And the fact that we were only 2-1 up and we needed another goal just to settle us down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was really, really surprised he didn't bring Stina on against a team that were tiring because they'd worked so hard in the last 15 minutes. Stina on. Almost certainly, she would have. If she didn't score a goal, she would have created some sort of havoc in their defence. And we may well have got another goal. And I can't understand, unless she had an injury that we didn't know about, maybe she had a slight knock. We don't know exactly, I suppose. It just seems strange to me. You know, Alessia Russo got a full game.
I don't think she had a shot in the game, if I remember. I read she didn't have a game. She didn't even have a shot. Yeah.
No, I don't think she did. And she didn't have a great game. I'm not saying that, you know, we need to worry about Alessia.
No, of course not.
She didn't play particularly well, and it would have been an opportunity to have taken her off, got Stina on at the end of the game, and we may well have got the third goal, and it's happy days. But, I mean, I think at the moment, you can see there's obviously issues at the back. We're missing Lee, of course we are. Unfortunately, Rafaela's left as well, so we've got a massive gap there which we're trying to fill. And then we've got the issue up front where trying to get Alessia Russo and Stina to either play together, which he's tried a couple of times. I don't think he's like that particularly. And then it comes down to one or the other. And I don't know. There seems to be those two issues at both ends of the pitch are causing us a few problems at the moment, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Because it's not working at either end particularly well. And I think maybe with time, it will gel and we will obviously improve. And I think we'll start to be a lot better in the games. But at the moment, it's a worry, especially when we've got such a big game coming up this weekend as well. We can't afford to be sloppy, as you said before. Oh. Crosses into the box against a team like Manchester City when they've got someone like Bunny Shaw who can get on the end of crosses, then we are going to be in trouble. Last season they scored exactly like that, didn't they, against us at Meadow Park?
Was it 5 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah, and in the end we came back and won. Again, it was Katie McCabe got us out of trouble last season. there are a few concerns. I'll call them concerns at the moment because that's all they are. And let's hope that over the next few weeks, we can start to iron them out and Jonas can maybe figure out exactly what the best partnerships are at both ends of the pitch and kind of get it going, because you can clearly see it's not quite working as efficiently as it needs to. And I'm sure it will do. And it did last season when we had players missing. Again, more questions than answers from the game. But we'll take the 3 points, as Andrea said before, and that's all we can do. Win games. I don't care if we win every game 1-0 or 2-1 and we struggle when we get points. That's all that matters, isn't it? You know, it doesn't matter too much. Yes, it would be nice to put down one or two real statement performances, wouldn't it? And maybe make Chelsea sit up and think, hang on a minute, this team looks like they can put us under some pressure at the moment. Chelsea will be looking at our performances and thinking, there's nothing to worry about there. So, and I think we need to... we need to kind of start to make the other teams around. I mean, Sunday would be a great opportunity to do that. but to make the other teams around us start to think that this team can be seriously challenging and winning the title, because that's what we need to do now. So, yeah, disappointing. But, yeah, we'll take the 3 points all day long and we'll move on and hopefully improve as the season progresses. I mean, Andreas, obviously, we just had an international break as well, which isn't ideal, is it? We're not getting any momentum going. We've played 2 or 3 games, have an international break, play another 2 or 3 games, have another international break. It's ridiculous, isn't it? And, you know, Jonas said earlier on today, because of the Asia qualifications to the Olympics, they played 3 games. Some have only got back in the early hours of this morning. And we've got, yes, Man City have got players affected by that as well. But it's not ideal preparation, is it? It's not ideal for the players, is it? For their well-being and their fitness going forward. I mean, it seems crazy the amount of international breaks that we're having, not getting any flow. I don't think that's helping, is it? When we've got new players to settle in as well.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, every team has this problem or has to deal with this international break. Yes. But for us, we have really a lot of players that were on international duties everywhere in the world. And we had 3 in Australia for 3 matches. We had 2 in Canada. This is really difficult, and it doesn't help to build the squad, to build partnerships or relationships in the squad. It doesn't help. Our problem is, we are all happy about our bigger squad this season. But so far, I think Jonas has not found the best partnerships in this squad. Or
no.
He hasn't found the real starting 11 or finishing 11. We learned that when you have a bigger squad, it's not only important the 11 players who start a match, but also the 11 who finish the match. But I don't think that he's sure about which players do I want to start against which opponent and with which players I want to react or I want to finish the match. And changing every match, it doesn't help to find the connections, and especially in defense.
Yeah.
We have a lot of problems. And as Amar said, we had 9 shots on our goal and conceded 5.
That's
ridiculous. This is not the statistics of a team who wants to win the league or who can win the league. This must improve. If City has 3 crosses in our box, or 3 out of this, how should we win a match against a top team? So, and it's not only the goalkeeper, it's not only the center backs, it's the whole system in defense that does not scale together, that's not working. And week in, week out, we are discussing who can play in defense, what will be our center back pair in next match.
That's not good.
We should hear this is our first defense, line of defense. These are our center backs. And the same is in the offense line. We have so many quality in our attacking line, but so far I don't think we use it right. Katie McCabe, she scored a lot of goals for us, and as I said, she saved us against Villa, against Bristol, but she's not a right winger. She's a left winger or a left back. But Jonas starts her as a right winger. We have Chloe Lacasse, who could be better as a right wing. And we can't say, let's wait until Beth is ready to play 90 minutes. We must now find solutions and don't play someone like Katie as a right winger or Chloe Lacasse as a right back. These are experiments on the pitch, experiments in real life. You must try this in training or in training matches, but that's the next problem for us. We had no real preparation for the season, no pre-season matches or anything like that. We had to start with competitive matches, then there was international break, then we started the season with a defeat. It's difficult, of course, but in the end, nobody asked, did you have a bad start because of of the timetable or something. In the end, it counts. Do you have won your games? Do you have 3 points or not? So no excuses. And last week I read from Brian Clough, you remember?
Yes, Mr. Clough, of course.
He once said, we have a great team on paper, but unfortunately the matches are decided on the pitch.
This
is a perfect description for our situation. Our squad is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not decided on paper or on Jonas' laptop or iPad, what he has. It's decided on the pitch there. Don't think he has found the right solutions for the matches. Maybe I'm too negative now, but...
No, you're not. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's absolutely pertinent.
I think you're right. I think Terry's got the solution, though. He says, I should say it's only one.
He's telling me put him at ease.
But actually, he's got a supporter there. Greg says Lotta and Jen are the best.
That's not a bad shout. They are. They're experienced,
isn't it? Because I remember a couple of years ago, we would have been really fearful of them two playing together. We saw what happened in the FA Cup final against Chelsea, didn't we? When it was Lotta and Jen, and we just got ripped apart that day. And are they the best pairing now? They know each other's game the best out of all the players that's available now, because they've been at the club longer and they play together a lot more often. So maybe in that sense, they know each other better. But if we're going to integrate these new players that we've brought in, obviously he's brought in Amanda, who he knows very well. He's brought in Leia as well, who looks a very good player. It's, you know, we've got... we haven't had a lot of training. You're absolutely right, Andreas. No pre-season didn't help us. And now there's been international breaks right, left and centre. So there hasn't been a lot of time on the training ground. Mm-hmm. But these new players in defence have got to be integrated in. They've got to build partnerships, whether it's with Lotta, whether it's with Jen, whether it's with each other, whatever it is, I don't really mind. I don't care which two are getting selected necessarily. Yeah. While Leah's out, we've got to find a way to make it work. And if it means Lotta and Jen, if that is the best pairing that we've got, play them. That's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Because we know that they're going to give their 100% best anyway. But Jonas needs to figure it out quickly, doesn't he? What is the best pairing? And to get that pairing to play in enough games regularly together for it to really work. So there's work to do there. And obviously, a lot of that work's going to happen on the training pitch, which unfortunately at the minute, there hasn't had a lot of time to do that, which is unfortunate, isn't it? Which hasn't helped our situation. But everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's got new players. Everybody's had the international breaks. Everybody's got players flying all over the world. Everybody's got an empty training ground because players aren't there. So it's not just us that's been affected. We're aware of our problems more because we're involved in it. But it is affecting everybody. But it seems to be affecting us more so out of all the big teams at the start of this season than the others. And the Champions League qualifiers obviously didn't help when it comes to that, I suppose. But what do you think of that, Amar, Lotta and Jen? Because we that would have been scary a little while ago, wouldn't it? But suddenly now it is looking a little bit more like maybe it is the best pairing we've currently got. What do you think?
I said Leah and Jen, but I don't know. Yeah, you could see they funny enough, they actually were good. If you remember, I know we conceded goals against the semi-final of the Champions League against Wolfsburg. But if you think how Lotta played in setting up one goal in there for Stina and then she caused herself another one. Okay, she unfortunately made the mistake, which led to us being knocked out. But she could have a super assist. They could even be so... they should roam further forward in sometimes and maybe play a bit further up the pitch because they could also link up there. But, I mean, I don't know. I just... My general opinion is that it's going to take a while for the new players to blend in. Yeah, you see Amanda, you see how far they went in the World Cup. 3 weeks to get ready for a Champions League game. Well, in fact, it wasn't even that. Russo was off one week, had to get back into training. 2.5 weeks after that, they're back in Champions League. Okay. Players have been burnt now, and you see how, and then all these extra mileage you have to travel doesn't help either. But I just think some players are being burned out. We need to see other players. I know we talk about it, but I don't know. Why not give a Kyra Cooney-Cross a chance in the midfield alongside Kim. We see Frida. I know she's not been in the best of form, but again, all these players went deep in the World Cup and barely had a pre-season, and maybe he needs to mix it up a bit more and give the other guys a chance who haven't had one. And but it's going to take it. It just doesn't seem to be settled at the moment. And you can see the players are trying their best, but I just don't, as I said, the manager doesn't seem to know his best settled 11 yet. It's going to take time. Fine, that's understandable. You've had a limited preseason coming off the back of a World Cup, which was a long way from home, and you come back, and yeah, it's going to take time. But I just think he's burning some players out. He needs to give other players a chance, like I said, with Kyra, like with Steena a bit more, like with Chloe Lacasse. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult to solve. But yeah, Leah and Jen are the best. But then, you know, we've seen Leah Volti play sometimes in centre back as well. Maybe why not give her a start? Play her in centre back. She certainly adds a bit more stability to the defence as well.
Steph as well. Steph played there, and then we've got four
Steph Catleys, but no, I'm only just being silly, but that would be the day. But no, he's got to just decide on ultimately who his best centre back pairing is.
I mean, the fact that we bought two central defenders in the summer, it would seem crazy to play a left back at centre back, wouldn't it? Or even play someone like Jen Beattie. No disrespect to Jen, you know, we know what a great player that she's been for us. But when we've bought two central defenders, why have we bought them if the intention wasn't for them to be playing?
And that's very true. Very true.
With each other or with some of the other players that we've already got. And yes, Leah Williamson coming back is going to make a massive difference. We know that. But
no question.
That's
no not question.
For a while. We've got to find a way, haven't we, between now and maybe January or February to stop conceding as many stupid goals. Because if we keep doing it, we're not going to win games. We're not going to win
any games. We're not winning anything, Alan. Yeah, we're not winning anything.
No, you don't. It starts. Going back to Brian Clough. Brian Clough said the same, didn't he? A successful team starts from clean sheets. Starts from the defence. And that's if you haven't got a solid defence, you've got no chance because you can't keep scoring three or four goals every game to win. Exactly. It's impossible to do that, isn't it? It's let's give. I mean, I'm prepared to give the whole thing a little bit more time because of the whole training situation. But if things haven't changed much in the next, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 games, and we're still conceding silly goals and we're still making too many changes to the defence in particular, then we have to start maybe asking questions. But let's see what happens. We've won 2 games in a row. We're unbeaten in 3. Let's not get too down about it. But it has been quite frustrating so far this season, hasn't it? What with everything that's gone on. But throughout all the frustration that we've been feeling, and although we've not been playing particularly well, there was some rather good news from the Bristol City game, wasn't there? I mean, how good was it to see Viv coming back on the pitch, getting on the ball, playing some football for us? I mean, I wasn't maybe expecting her to be back quite as soon as she is, actually, but she is. She was in the squad. She came on. She made that one brilliant pass that we mentioned before that nearly brought us a goal with pretty much her first touch. And obviously, once she's up to speed, which is going to take a little time, the same with Beth, it's going to be, you can see almost immediately there the impact that that's going to have, certainly in the attacking side of our play. You know, we're going to create more chances. We're going to get in behind mass defences a lot easier with Viv just dropping deep, getting the ball, playing those passes through, and obviously Beth to do what Beth does as well. And it's quite exciting. I'm quite excited about seeing how all of that works. You know, with Alessia there, with Steena, maybe the plan is, we've just been talking about the defence, right? Maybe the plan for Jonas is he's thinking, I don't care. We can have all these attacking players, score 8 goals every week. So we'll still win 8-6. That'll be fine. Doesn't matter.
8 goals.
Maybe that's what he's thinking, because I don't know. But we've certainly got, I think now, once Viv and Beth get their proper match sharpness back. And
absolutely.
We have got, I believe, the best attacking group of players pretty much in Europe. I don't think there's a better attacking players than we've got anywhere, and if we can't make that work with all of those players that we've got, and if we're not scoring loads and loads of goals once they're all back playing, then I'll be amazed, because the talent there is incredible, isn't it? I mean, Andreas, it was so great, wasn't it, to see Viv come on, of course, having Viv and Beth both on the pitch at the same time in that game for the last 5 minutes. It was like, wow. I almost didn't care how poor the game had been and how bitty our performance have been. We finished the game with those two on the pitch, and it's like, wow, the future is going to be bright again, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if Beth scored this this goal after the pass from Wilf, we would speak about a fairy tale coming true. even in this one situation, you saw what we were lacking all these weeks, this month. The ideas that the eye Wilf has for the match. She sees spaces others don't see. She sees spaces where a chance can be created, and if the connection like it is between Beth and Wilf, then this works perfectly. And of course, this will also need time that Alessia connects with Wilf and her ideas. But for the future, this possibility and this new possibilities Wilf brings in. It's just fantastic to see. As I said, this one moment showed what we were lacking all the time and what she can bring the team. And of course, she needs a lot more match minutes, or this will take weeks or months until she's back at her top level. But even if she will be able to play 15, 20 minutes, this will help the team. And I think Beth is a few steps ahead. She will be able to play maybe 30 minutes or so in the next matches. And even this helps the team, because things Beth brings into a team, we don't have these abilities, these possibilities she brings in. So, the future looks bright, but we don't have time. That's the problem. We don't have time to wait and say, let's fit together, and then in 3, 4, 6 weeks, we are starting to win our matches. And it's too late. That's the problem. We need to win now and to build up and integrate the players coming back from injuries. It was nice to see Wilf back on the pitch, and this gives hope, but it doesn't solve the problems we have right now.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I know it's easy to get a little bit carried away when we see them on the pitch again. And it's like, it's been such a long time, hasn't it, that we've missed them for. And like you said, we can see straight away that the possibilities that's going to be coming when they're both back up and running completely is incredible, really. So, you're right, actually, that maybe the fact that we've sort of struggled to win the games that we've won, especially the Aston Villa game came very late, and Bristol City, it was maybe more comfortable than the scoreline in the end. But, maybe we have to accept that until this is the situation. Maybe let's just win the game, let's just get through them, let's just try and find a way to win them. And then once, like you said, in a few weeks' time, maybe a month or two, when they're really firing, then we can start to really kick on. And as long as we're not dropping silly points in the meantime, it won't necessarily, yes, we've dropped some points already, we shouldn't have done, but as long as we keep winning games now, then that's all we can keep doing. And hopefully we will be able to play a lot better once we've got all our players back up and running again, as we know we need. So, maybe that's what we're trying to do. And maybe we need to accept that. We're going to have to maybe struggle through some games in the meantime. Hopefully Viv and Beth can come off the bench and give us an impact at the end of games when we need it. And let's just get through them, and then hopefully, like you said, in a few weeks' time, we can start then really dominating games and really pushing on and getting the performances that we expect this team to be able to produce. I think maybe that's what we're lacking, aren't we? But I don't want to get too carried away too quickly, but it was just great to see her back, wasn't it? It was great to see her come on. It was like, wow, what a moment that was. It was incredible. So lots of better things hopefully to come from both of them. But yeah, it's back. I mean, Emma, what did you, was you obviously pleased that that Viv came back for 5 minutes?
Oh yeah, that was great to see her. And the cheer that she got from the Arsenal women fans, kudos to the Arsenal women supporters. But I mean, is there a team I'd like to give a shout out? I didn't normally give a shout out to the Arsenal women's support. I mean, it's on Facebook, but the support everywhere they go is unrivaled. And no matter what, whoever says they're the best fans, we've got the best fans, and they always cheer the team on, no matter how well they're bad or how poorly they're playing. So it was great. And the reception they gave Viv when she came on, the smile we saw there, and then Steph came and over to her, I think it just lifted the whole team. And now it's just, hopefully we'll lift not only the manager and he'll start getting his tactics right, but hopefully we'll lift the team more as a whole. And and they'll start doing that. They'll start playing to the way the manager wants them and to the system as well. Because it's we've seen before, and we've seen it before. One player who's been out for so long can really affect the team's morale, and they're not having them for so long. Right? Maybe you could have us like I don't want to go back to us last season with. Maybe you could argue the same will happen with William Saliba, but that's a different thing entirely. But like when a player's been out that long, and like her and Beth have, and they come on and they get that reception from our fans, it's great and it lifts the whole team. So no, her cameo was great. She'll play another worldy pass. Not only she's just capable of worldy pass, it was reminiscent of that brilliant ball she played against Steena against Manchester United a couple of seasons ago. So if she can keep doing that, then great. But we wouldn't want to rush her back, and it was great to see her play. And maybe just limit her at the moment, her and Beth at the moment, to half an hour cameos. So yeah, it was great to see her, and hopefully we'll sort of slowly start to work our way back into the squad. And no, it certainly gave everybody a lift.
It did, yeah, and I think that's kind of what's needed, isn't it? You can see that there is something missing from the play at the minute, and having certainly those two players on the pitch is going to help with that morale as well, isn't it? Because you look at those players, and think, wow, they come off the bench, and not only apart from anything else, the opposition probably look at that and think, you know, oh dear, look at the problem we've got now with those two coming on. So I think that it's obviously good, and we need to be excited about it, but equally we need the patience, don't we, to make sure that, you know, we don't rush them back too many minutes too quickly and risk them getting little injuries again and being out. That's the last thing that we need. We want them to be playing at their maximum as soon as they can, and the only way to do that is by easing them back in, isn't it, giving them minutes here and minutes there. There's going to be people, I know there will, on some of the Facebook groups and stuff, that are going to be saying, oh, why isn't Viv starting on Sunday, you know? Well, she's not ready to start yet, is she? Because she's only played 2 minutes. Yes, she played a bit of time for Holland as well in the international break, but again, not much time. And this is what's the right thing. We can't rush them back. I don't want Viv or Beth to start on Sunday.
No.
We want them to contribute to the game. They need to be on the bench and come on later on in the game when they can, you know, give them enough minutes, but not too many, you know, at this point. So yeah, let's keep our feet on the ground there. But I was just so pleased. You know, you could see her, for me, sometimes, and I know that's just her nature, Viv can look slightly grumpy when she's playing football, can't she? She doesn't seem to smile that much. She always seems very, I don't know, very intense. Whereas when she came on against Bristol City, she was smiling the whole time she was on the pitch, as though you could see how much it meant to her to be back. And I found that really, really great and uplifting, actually. And yes, the reception she got was great. But just to see her just so pleased to actually just be on the pitch again, to me, is great, because I think she's going to have a lot of frustration inside her for missing all that time. And I think she's going to want to show out on that pitch, isn't she? Everyone's been missing and what she's been missing. And I think we're going to see some really special things from Viv in a few weeks' time when she's back properly, you know. So, yeah, I love that. The smile on her face all the way through that game was absolutely brilliant. And I'll just love fantastic. To see that.
Yeah,
it was, yeah. Because I say, she doesn't smile enough when she plays with him, you know. She doesn't, does she, generally. So it was nice to see her smiling pretty much the whole time, and that was great. So, yeah, we do look forward to that. So, but, yeah, that is good news from it all. We've had some difficult moments, but finally we've got something to smile about ourselves, haven't we? Greg says there, that's why less fans. Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons, absolutely. Right. And I'm sure that played a part. If you're a striker and you'd want to be playing in a team with Viv playing, wouldn't you? Because she is going to create you some chances, and you've got no excuses, have you, not to score goals. Terry says there, as George Michael said, we've got faith, but it's being tested at the minute, isn't it, with some of the performances. But anyway, you know, we know you're always optimistic, Terry, so that's fine. And Terry says there, I can't see the problem. Beat Chelsea twice, beat City twice, and beat Man U. Problem solved. Well, yeah, it sounds easy, doesn't it?
So but easy. Very easy. Yeah, you make it sound easy.
Yeah, football's not played on paper. It's played on the pitch. And it's easy to say beat Chelsea twice. Yeah, brilliant. Let's beat Chelsea twice. We can say it. Are we able to do that on the pitch? I don't know. We haven't beaten them twice for a very long time. So, you know, beating them once in the season's an achievement most of the time, isn't it? So let's see. But anyway, hopefully you're right, Terry, and we will do all of those things. And we have got faith. It's just it's being tested a little bit, isn't it? I mean, with events of the last, well, just the way this season started, it's just not maybe gone as smoothly as we anticipated it might have done. And yeah, we're kind of we're trying to look for the positives, and I say we've got a couple of big positives from that treatment room. Obviously, one more big player still to come back, and of course, don't forget Laura as well. She's a big player, but I don't think she'll be around till towards the end of the season, unfortunately. So yeah, there's a lot to be optimistic about. It's just struggling sometimes to actually to get to that point because of all the kind of, it's not negativity so much, but just that the performances haven't really lived up to it, have they? But anyway, we shall see what happens with that. But of course, as we mentioned earlier on, this weekend on Sunday, early kickoff, there is an absolutely massive, massive game, isn't there? Regardless of anything else, regardless of all the injuries, regardless of the problems that we've had, this game is, we can put all that behind us because we've got to win. So Man City, of course, on Sunday at Meadow. It's strange, isn't it? It's November and this will be our first game at Meadow Park of the season. It's incredible, isn't it? Obviously, all the other home games have been at the Emirates, and it seems mad that we're nearly at Christmas and we're just playing our first Meadow Park game. I do think that's an advantage to us, actually, on the pitch, because, you know, we don't often lose at Meadow Park, do we? So I think that's a good thing that we're playing now. I mean, the first game of the season at the stadium and we're playing against the team at the top of the league isn't ideal, maybe. It would be nice to have had a game before that to have got used to it again. But, you know, they've played there enough time. That's not really an excuse, is it? And, of course, Alessia Russo scored on her last two or three visits to Meadow Park when she played for Man U. So she knows where the net is at this stadium. So that might help us a little bit. But, I mean, when we're thinking about the team, obviously, we don't know all the injuries and we don't know all the players back from international duty, who's ready to play, who isn't. Are you expecting some changes, Andreas, to the team? Because it's such an important game. We can't afford to mess around, can we? We've got to pick our strongest team and we've got to play well.
Yeah, it's very difficult because we're coming from an international break. And last season, we always struggled after international break. We always had our problems in the first match after this. Because a lot of our players are playing in different national teams with different styles, with different ideas from their national coaches. This time, as I said, we have the three Australians coming back today, I think, and tomorrow back to training, tomorrow morning. The Canadians had a long flight. I think there will be changes in the lineup, and you have to see who is fit to, who brought maybe a little problem from muscle problem from international duty. So I don't expect Jonas to start all three Australians. No. I think, as far as I know him from last season, he won't start them. He will have them on the bench. So, we already discussed the problems with the center back situation. Which center back pair will be the best for the City match? Amanda had a slight injury, or at least she wasn't with the Swedish national team. In the press conference, Jonas said Amanda is not ruled out for Sunday. This doesn't sound really convincing. So I think it will be Lotta and Laia Codina, probably, or back three. I don't know, but to play Lotta and Jen against Man City, I think it's a problem of pace. And if you see Chloe Kelly, Lauren Hemp, Bunny Shaw, with the pace they are bringing in, and then against Lotta and Jen,
I wouldn't would be a worry.
So therefore, I'd say Lotta and Laia be my choice, and then I think Katie will start as left back, as I expect Steph on the bench. If she's fit, normally Steph has to start as left back, and on right back there's has no question. If Noelle is not injured, she has to start. That's the one position in which we have no alternative. Interesting will be midfield. I think Kim is always starting, that's okay. I wouldn't drop her. We don't know about Leah. She was subbed for the international match Switzerland, but As I read today, she is available to on Sunday, so probably she will start. Kyra came back from Australia, she won't start. So Frida or Vicky, I would prefer Vicky, but then what about the attacking line? Why not trying Stina and Alessia together?
Yeah, it
worked against Man United, and we are at home. We must win this match. We must dominate. We must show we want to score. We want to dominate. Why not with two attackers and Stina with her runs? She opens so much space for Alessia. I think it against United it worked perfectly, and I would give this combination another try.
Yeah, I think the only issue that Jonas seems to have with that is, and he talked about it, didn't he, the other week, about obviously it's going to mean probably Alessia playing slightly wider. I know she kind of does that naturally anyway. When, you know, the Lionesses game, she was dropping wide, she drops deep. So I think it can work. And I agree with you. I thought it worked pretty well against Manchester United in the time that they were both on together. But I've got a feeling Jonas is looking at playing one or the other. That's what I think his thought process is. And unfortunately for Stina, at the moment, his preferred choice would be Alessia. That's because he was going to pay a lot of money for her in January. Of course, he rates her as a player and wants her in the team. And, you know, Stina's done nothing to deserve not to be playing, because when she's played, she's been brilliant, you know, for the last year.
She's
class. Yeah, she has, yeah. And every time she's come on in games this season, she's made an impact. And she deserves to be playing. And it's a tough one. And I feel a little bit sorry for Jonas. He's created the problem himself by getting all these players in the attack. Yeah. Play two or three of them at once. And it's difficult to fit them all in. But, Stina deserves more time on the pitch. She scored the winner against Man City in the Cup, didn't she? Semi-final last year.
Yes.
So, you know, they know that she's a threat against them as well, which is important. The three at the back you mentioned, though, Andreas, so I'll be a little bit concerned, because we played a three at the back away against Man City last season in the first half, and it didn't work, did it? We got ripped to pieces. Their strength is in the wide areas, isn't it? As you mentioned, Chloe Kelly and Lauren Hemp, they're two of the best players in the world in their positions, and I think we need a back four against that so we can get the fullbacks to try and stop the crosses and defend that area, the pitch better. They're only really going to have Bunny Shaw through the centre. Do we need three centre-halves to deal with Bunny Shaw? Probably not. I think two should be good enough to deal with that problem. But it's going to be interesting to see what the lineup is. And yes, I agree. The Australians probably won't all start the game because of the travel and stuff. And we've seen it before. And yeah, I think Katie McKay may well be left back. And who's going to be the left-sided out of the front three then? If Caitlin Ford's not going to play, having travelled back, who's going to play there in that position? You know, will he put maybe Russo out there and put Stina through the middle? That's an option, isn't it? We know that that can sort of work. It's going to be interesting to see who he goes with. But I would like to see, to be honest with you, I don't care if he plays Stina and Alessia together. I just want to see Stina in the team, because I think we're a better team.
Yeah.
You know, in it, doesn't he? And Alessia Russo, as much as I think she's a great player, and there's no doubt she is, so far she's been, I'd say, a little bit underwhelming, if I'm honest. You know, she scored a great goal against Aston Villa. But overall, I've been a little bit underwhelmed with her performances so far. She's new to the team, and I'm prepared to give her time to adapt and what have you, stuff like that. But, you know, she's not maybe hit the ground running as quickly as I thought she was going to. Hannah says there, Russo is world-class. Here is so much more to come than a goal scorer. You're right. She is more than just a goal scorer, absolutely. In fact, I don't look on her as being a 25, 30 goal a season goal scorer, because she's not. That's not what her game is. She is an all-round player, and I agree. Is she world-class? I'm not too sure. She's a very, very good player. We're great that we've got her, but I don't know. I don't think she's quite been as good as I was expecting her to be straight away. And maybe just take a bit of time. We know how good she is. But yeah, I want to see Stina start. And if that means in place of Alessia Russo, then that's fine with me. If it means them playing together, I'm fine with that as well. I'm not bothered. That'd be great. But let's see what Jonas is gonna come up with, because it's his decision to get this right, isn't it? And it's such a big game. I mean, Emma, what are you thinking for the lineup then? Do you think there's going to be, obviously, the Australians potentially might be out, but Are you thinking there's going to be quite a few changes to the Bristol City game, or do you think he's going to try to develop some of these relationships that need work?
Yeah, I know. Who knows? I know. Well, Manu played twice for. Let's start with the goalkeeper, because Manu played twice for Austria during the break. I know Sabrina made that mistake against United, but if you remember back to his fixture last season, she made some very good saves and looked really assured in goal. And okay, after that, she made the mistake against United. Her handling grew really good, and I think her handling from crosses especially is what makes her stand out more as a goalkeeper maybe than Manu. But if she played, I don't know, did she play both games for Canada in the break? If she did, then she's going to be a bit tired. But I think there's a case for maybe giving her the start on Saturday, on Sunday, instead of Manu. But yeah, going at the back, I mean, it's always difficult. Of course, Steph is just, we know. I know who's going to, yeah, as I said, because she's probably suffering from jet lag, having played three times. I don't know if they were in Australia, but they were certainly quite far, weren't they? Well, most of them, yeah, I think they were in Australia. But yeah, she may be given a rest, along with Caitlin and KCC. So yeah, so maybe Katie McCabe in the left-hand side. Who knows in the centre-back? I mean, everyone, Lotta didn't play during the international break, so maybe you'll start her. But then all the others did, so... I mean, is he risky? Is he wanting to risk to play Jen? I mean, Lyra, as I said, Lyra and Amanda have looked unconvincing so far, so that remains to be seen. I mean, right back, as we know, Noel, Laura's injured, so I'm guessing it'll have to be Noel. And I don't think we have anyone else that can play there instead of Noel. So
Amanda can play right back. Amanda,
yeah, she could. Right. She could as well. But again, yeah. She played, mind you, she didn't. I don't know if I looked, she didn't actually play one of the games for Sweden in the break. So let's see. And then in midfield, obviously, can't rock Kim. She's just a class act of it every time. one thing about Kim, I mean, we'll probably still be talking about her when she's 50 and she'll still be working her magic in the centre of midfield. So who knows? She's like one in a generation player. She reminds you of, like that Iniesta kind of player who brings out a calmness and assurance, and she's just so cool, and she can get out of any tight space. So play her in the midfield, wouldn't play Frida. I mean, yeah, as I said, Hada says in the chat here, why not? It's a bit of a tough to ask somebody like Katrine Kuhl. She could come off the bench and make an impact. Is she ready enough to start? I'm not sure, but she is. She's shown she has talent, but ready to start in such a big game? It is tough on a young player, as we talked in the past, to put her in such a big game when she's not had much playing time. So, I mean, maybe for a little stint off the bench, but my midfield, I'd probably give Leo a rest. I'd probably put, it's a tough one. It is a tough one, though, isn't it? I mean, Frida came off the bench. Is she willing to start? I know she scored in this fixture last season. She scored some important goals. Who would you play alongside Kim? I think maybe there's an argument. Again, KCC came back, but then it's tough to leave out Leo. It's a dilemma, which again, we've talked about so much for the manager this year. But I mean, if he wants, he'll probably just end up playing the reliable pairing of Kim and Leo in the midfield, and maybe somebody in front of them to just hold the anchor that midfield. And then up front, yeah, it's tough. I'll get to see Stina at some point. And then she scored so many important goals for us last season, the Conti Cup semi-final, final, Champions League semis. I would love to see her play. I mean, we were begging, as we said, was begging for her to play against Bristol. But whether or not she will play, it remains to be seen. And yeah, of course, we've got Lena Hurtig, who very, very rarely gets game time again. But it's just so tough. You wouldn't play Ford. You can't play Viv or Beth yet. So yeah, why not just stick Stina up front with Lessie and, I don't know, Chloe Lacasse, for example. It's just so difficult for the manager to have all these players coming back and who are going to be fatigued. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. But look at the minutes that they played during the international break, and maybe give a few a rest and bring them on later. But I'd like to just see some consistency in the selection, and also some more balance, a bit more balance going forward, so that then they can become more settled going forward ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tough one. And it is, you know, at the end of the day, we've got this squad of players now, and you're just going through the names here. It's like, you know, we've got enough to put out two teams, haven't we? Let's be honest. We've almost got two really good players in every position, apart from right back is the one that we've mentioned before. But, it is a tough one. But Jonas has created this situation by getting the players that he's got, and they're great players. He's got to now make it work, hasn't he? He's got to find a way to make it work and make it gel and everything else. And that's his job. That's what he's paid for. So, you know, he's got to start doing his job now, hasn't he? And really getting the team he wants, the starting 11, the finishing 11, and making sure that it's, you know, we can't afford any more slip-ups, really, can we now? Having lost to Liverpool. you know, and this is a massive, massive game. It's an opportunity to claw those 3 points back, isn't it, that we lost at the start of the season. Now we can claw them back on Man City by beating them. And we're at home, and we should be looking looking to do that, shouldn't we? Terry says there, Emma, I'll come on by 2:30 on Sunday. We'll be saying, what the hell is going on? 4-2, and could have been more if he didn't take Super Gen off at 4-0 up. Well, I'm not sure about 4-0. I mean, the one good thing I would say about playing Manchester City is, unlike a team like Bristol City and Liverpool and Aston Villa that we played at home, have just sat back, defended and defended and defended. Man City won't do that. Really, not to the same extent. They'll come out and play football because that's their strength. They'll try and get the ball forward. They'll try and get balls into our box. And that's going to leave spaces for us that we haven't had yet in the other games that we've played. So I think that might play into our hands a little bit. And I think we're going to get more opportunities because there'll be more space for us. And there'll be more space for them as well. I'm sure that they're looking at it in the same way. They've had a few games where teams have sat deep and tried to make it difficult. So I think it's going to be a different challenge to what we've faced so far this season. Because most teams have just, apart from Man United, and even Man United, really, we had them penned in, didn't we, for long periods in that game. So no one's really come at us yet, have they, so far? I think Man City will. They'll fancy their chances. Of course they will. Yeah. And I think it might play into our hands a little bit. I'm sure not going to be naive and just fly at a small angle and leave gaps everywhere. But no. I don't know. I think it might be a better game for us, maybe more suited to the way that we play, knowing that they're not going to just defend deep like everybody else seems to do against us. And it's Meadow Park, and we know the pitch, and we've had so much success there. We've had so many games there, and I'm pleased we're playing. Although, you know, this game may have been a better one to have played at the Emirates than Aston Villa, for example. I'm glad we're playing this at Meadow Park because I think it favours us massively now. I'm a lot more confident with this game that we're playing at Meadow Park than if we played at the Emirates, personally. I think playing at the Emirates against Man City, more space on the pitch, may have benefited with the players that they've got, especially in their attack. So I don't know. We'll have to see. Hadda says, I think Sabrina actually has to start the match. Well, we'll see. It's an interesting one, isn't it? The goalkeeping, you know, we're talking about all the other positions on the pitch. Who plays instead of who? Stina or Lessie? Is it, is it going to be Amanda and Leia? Is it going to be Lotta and Jen? Is the goalkeeper situation the same, isn't it? You know, is Zinny going to play or... Is Sab's going to play? It's difficult, isn't it? Because again, it's a decision that Jonas has to make. He's got to decide, hasn't he? It seems like he still fancies Manu Ginzburg as his number one. I think he picked Sab in that Man United game, but I think he still sees Manu as his number one choice. And I think she'll probably start on Sunday. If I'm honest, I think she probably will. Let's hope that I know they're going to put crosses in though, and she's not great at defending crosses, is she? So maybe that might influence the decision. But I still think he'll go with Manu Ginzburg personally. But we'll see. It's going to be interesting when the team comes out on Sunday, isn't it? Sunday morning when the team's released, it'll be interesting to see who's playing where and what the lineup is, and that's going to decide for me how the game goes. I think really what the lineup is and who's playing where and who's in these key positions, you know, midfield. Yeah, Leah Valti come off injured the other day for Switzerland. Apparently, it's not that bad. We've got Kyra in there. Why not give her a go? She's not really played much. That's what we bought her for. We bought her to come and do that job. So let her do that job. Again, she's come from Australia, hasn't she, Joey? She ready to start. So many questions at the moment about the lineup. So I don't know. We'll have to see, obviously, on Sunday what happens. But I mean, it's such an important game, isn't it? I can't even... If we lose on Sunday, then I know it's early in the season still, but it'll feel like it's almost over, won't it, Andreas, in terms of winning a title? That'll be a big gap to make up on Man City. You'd expect Chelsea to win, and suddenly we're playing massive, massive catch-up, relying on other teams to lose, and I don't think we can afford to do that, can we? We can't lose, can we, on Sunday, surely? No.
No, losing is forbidden on Sunday. it's early in the season, but if we lose against City, I think the gap is too big because it's not only City, it's United, it's Chelsea, and they all had a better start to the season than we had. And it's too early to say that the title race is over, but it will be extremely difficult to come back into the title race if we lose on Sunday. So don't let's think about defeat. The good thing is it will be a more open match, and City won't sit deep and wait and defend with seven or eight players like Liverpool or Villa or Bristol did. They will try to come into the match themselves and find spaces, find their match. So it will be an open match, and this opens chances for us. And maybe if we have more spaces for counterattack, etc., another reason to start Stina, because her runs could open a lot of chances for us. But the pressure is high on Sunday, as we are not allowed to lose this match. And I don't want to imagine what happens if we're 1-0 down. We were 1-0 down. City came to Meadow Park and we turned the match around. But this time, the pressure would be extreme. And I hope that we will defend better. As I said before, three corners or three crosses from City and two or three goals against us. That would be terrible. So, I also think Manu will start, but she had, her performances for Austria were the same as we know for years for us. She was great in one-on-one situations. She had a fantastic save with her leg. And then the goal she scored the last match, she came out of her goal and looked like she's not really disoriented what to do. I don't know. Sabrina had a great match last time against Man City. She was one of the match winners. I would prefer her, but it's up to Jonas to make the decision and find the solutions, because normally it's a must win, but at least we're not allowed to lose. I mean, if it's a draw, we'll say, okay, we haven't lost, and the gap is not bigger now. Then we have to look what will Chelsea do, what will United do? Will they win their matches? Then it's really a big gap, and the Liverpool match is still hurting us.
It really is, and it's not helping that we've not been convincing since, I suppose, really, although we've picked up points. But it's definitely a game we can't lose. I mean, even a draw almost would be not a great result, because we're not losing points on Man City this week, but Chelsea and Man United, we could be dropping points on them, and we've already dropped points on them as it is. So it's a massive game. It is almost a must win, I think. I don't think any other result is really going to be what we need, even at this early stage in the season. But, this team has shown us plenty of times before that, when the pressure's on and when they need to pull something out, they've managed to somehow do it a lot of the time. So I'm kind of thinking it might be the same again, but we'll have to see. I mean, we need a score prediction from you, Andreas. What are you thinking? I know it's going to be very, very tricky at this point without knowing the team lineup and stuff, but what would you say your score prediction is for now?
I'm glad that you didn't ask me 2 weeks ago, right after the Bristol. On this Sunday evening, I would have said, we're going to lose. I have a bit of optimism is back, but I think City is really strong this season. They started good, and we will have a draw. Unfortunately, only a draw. I don't see us keep a clean sheet. That's the main problem at the moment for our team. And we will concede one or two goals, but as we said before, there will be spaces for us for counterattacks. We'll score. I'm convinced we'll score, and then we'll see a 2-2 draw. Unfortunately, it's not enough, but it's realistic, I'm afraid.
I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world, as we said. I mean, it would still not be ideal, but I suppose I always look on draws as depending on how the game's gone, and if if we maybe behind and we come back late like we did at Man United, you think, okay, you'll probably take a draw when you're seconds away from losing. But if we're ahead and we throw it away like the Chelsea game last season at the Emirates when we conceded late on, that feels like a defeat, doesn't it? So I think draws can depend on how they go as to how you feel about them, maybe. But yeah, I mean, I don't think a draw would be a surprise, would it? Let's be honest. You know, I think on our day and our Man City's day, there's not much to choose. We both got very good players. We're both very, very good teams. And on our day, we can beat anybody and we can beat each other. So, yeah, I don't think a draw would be a surprise, but I think we need more. But we'll see. Hada says, what if Ford and Lacazette will run at the defenders? Well, yeah, I'm sure they will. If they're fit to play, then I'm sure they would do. But look what they've got in their sort of wide areas as well, you know, with Chloe Kelly and Lauren Hemp. I mean, Lauren Hemp's been brilliant in recent weeks. So, yes, yeah. So, you know, they've got as much threat as we have in those areas, haven't they, really, which we'll have to deal with. I mean, Emma, what are you thinking then for a score prediction? Are you a little bit more optimistic than Andreas? No, Andreas is normally says we're going to win, so it's a little bit of a surprise we haven't gone with a win here. But what are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. Well, Matt used to always jokingly think we'd lose, but I don't know. I don't know what to expect of our defence, honestly. It's that say, we can't defend at the moment. We don't know. We can't defend crosses into the box. You know, our Benny Shawbuck brings up physicality, scored against us last season. We were so poor in the first half against him last season, should have been out of sight. We could fight back. I don't know. I don't know what it is about this team at the moment. We seem to play better when the cards are stacked against us. You see how we scored two and three times against Villa. We scored, how many did we say, of the six goals we scored this season, half of them have been in injury time, haven't they, or something like that. Yeah, and we relied on a few worldies to go. We just can't seem to break teams down that are so well organized and play with a low block. It seems that seems to be the pattern that seems to be emerging from these games. The team set up with the just to try and put them behind the ball, and then we can't break it down. You won't get the same with City. If it's an open attack and game that suits our style, then yeah, why not? That may be just the kind of opposition that may suit our style, may suit Jonas' style, or whatever Jonas' style is. He doesn't seem to have a settled style of play at the moment. So, I mean, you know what you'd expect from Gareth Taylor's side. I mean, I've criticised his teams in the past for maybe lacking a bit of ambition and not turning up in the big games, but they look the real deal this season. And the addition of a certain Dutch player who scored against us twice for Wolfsburg last season, who maybe we could have kept hold on to, only adds to their threat. She's been superb for them so far this season. If we can't handle her in the front three, then I really fear for us. But this squad is resilient. Saying that, this squad is resilient. We do have a good attacking line. We do have great players as well that can cause them problems. However, I still think our defence is an issue. And I will have to say on defence a bit. I would love to say we'll win. I don't want to say we'll lose. But I agree. I think it's going to be a scoring draw. And it'll only add to the pressure when you think, okay, Chelsea are playing Villa first tomorrow lunchtime, and it could be 6 points behind. So there will be pressure, and I mean, we cannot afford to lose, as Andy's been saying. So a draw would just about keep us in it, and probably that's what I'll go for as well, a scoring draw, either possibly a 1-1 instead, because I was going to say 2-2 originally, but I'll say 1-1, or maybe even who knows, or maybe plenty of goals stacked, and this could be a thriller. So let's see, but I'll go scoring draw.
Terry says, MR, tell them 4-2 and get the result right this week. well, I'll take a 4-2, I must admit. Terry says, we ain't losing any more games this season. Watch when we win everything. Yeah. Well, I hope you're right. And I think to win everything, we probably can't afford to lose too many more games. Can we just be honest with the defeat we've already had? But, I mean, I can't see us keeping a clean sheet either, I've got to be honest. I'll be amazed if we keep a clean sheet in this game with the attacking threat that Man City have got, our defensive issues at the minute. So I'm expecting them to score, certainly. But I'm expecting us to score because of the great forward players that we've got. And I don't think they're brilliant defensively, Man City, either. I think their defence can be got at as well. So it's not like they're coming here with loads of clean sheets and they can't be beat.
Chelsea in the 97th minute. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, Chelsea, I know they had 9 players at the end of that game, Man City, didn't they? I mean, they were hanging on for dear life, weren't they, for much of that game. But I don't know. I think we can score against them, definitely. Obviously, I think we'll concede, but we've got to win. So I'm going to go with a win because we have to win. Barnsley. So I think we'll find a way. I think we'll find a way. We found a way last year. We didn't think we would at half time. I remember speaking to you, Andreas, at half time, and you know, we were losing 1-0 and it didn't look good, did it? We're going to lose, but we found a way then, and I think we'll find a way again. And I wouldn't be surprised if it does finish 2-1 again to us. I think we'll find a way to do it somehow. We'll end up with, whether it's a worldie this time from Katie as it was last year, or whether it's just you know, a great team goal or something, we'll find a way to do it, and I think we'll win 2-1, and then suddenly we're right back in it, aren't we? Terry says it's like having a hat trick of Matt's on the show. I've just said we're going to win. What are you on about? I've not gone with a draw, have I? I said we're going to win. I'm not totally confident, but I just think in this game we have to win, and we'll find a way to do it. Is what I believe is going to happen. So yeah, let's. I'm going to try and be optimistic. I think we'll play better than we have done. I think that the Man City style will suit us more than some of the other teams we've played. And yeah, we've got brilliant players to come off the bench and win the game for us. And maybe that's what it will take. Maybe one of the subs will come on, whether it's Viv, whether it's Beth, whoever it is, maybe Steen, whoever coming off the bench is going to and make an impact. And that might be the difference. Oh, Greg's really confident. He's gone, we'll win 3-1. Wow, that is, I'm liking that. I would love a bit of 3-1, I must be honest. It'd be nice, wouldn't it, to beat them 3-1, but I don't know. I think that's a little bit optimistic, but I do like your style. We'll definitely settle for that. Hada says, I say many times, Manuela, she's not good enough. She's doing anything.
I don't know what anybody heard about
it. In certain aspects of her game, she's not good enough. When it comes to balls into the box and stuff like that, we know that's not her strength. She's a decent shot stopper, isn't she? You know, that's obvious. But I don't know. It's a tough one to decide that, isn't it? Really. I mean, did Jonas pick Sabrina last season for that reason? Because they're dangerous putting balls into the box. And will he go with that again for the same reason on Sunday? We'll have to see. But yeah, let's see what happens. But yeah, I'm gonna be optimistic for the time being. I'm gonna go for a win, and it's gonna be a nervy one. I'm sure it will. But yeah, I'd like Greg's score actually, because then we might be able to relax in the last 5 minutes if it's 3-1, and we can maybe enjoy the last 5 minutes of a game, which we've not managed to do all season, have we? Because it's always been stress.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to sit back and enjoy the last 5 minutes, nice and relaxed, have a cup of tea and all that. It'd be nice. But I'm not convinced that's what's going to happen, but let's see. But yeah, it's a massive game. These are the games that you enjoy, aren't they? I love playing the top teams because it's a real opportunity, isn't it, to get points back on them. That's what we need to do. And I don't think Man City are going to win the league. I've got to be honest, this season. They've started well. I don't think they'll win the league. So we need to beat them at home, certainly. But let's see. Let's see what happens on Sunday. It's definitely going to be a game to look forward to, isn't it? So, yeah, brilliant stuff. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Looking forward to that. Emma, have you got a question for us?
Oh, I have, yes. It has taken a while this week, but I do have one, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. We've got we'll play a little introduction tune in, and then we'll crack on with Emma's question of the week, which is going to be good. I've got my pen and I've got my bit of paper. I'm already prepared.
Okay, so as it is Arsenal-Man City this week, let me word this right, because it did take me a while to think about the wording of this question. So yeah, how many players that have played for Arsenal since the start of WSL that have also gone on to play for Manchester City have gone on to score against us in this fixture in recent seasons?
Chloe Kelly's one.
How many in total? How many players have gone on to play for Arsenal that started their WSL careers at Arsenal have scored against Arsenal in the WSL?
Steph Houghton.
Yes, Steph Houghton, Chloe Kelly, that's two.
Ellen White.
Yes, three.
I
tell you now. Not Jen Beattie. She's done in the Conti Cup, but I don't believe she scored against us for Man City in the league.
Maybe not.
I'll give you, you've got three there. There's one more.
I mean, Jill Roth scored against us, but not...
not for Man City. It has to be for Man City against Arsenal that have played previously for Arsenal in the WSL.
Ooh.
You said Steph, you said You said Steph, you said Chloe, you said Ellen. And that's pretty good so far.
I'm trying to think who else. I'd obviously Jim Beattie played for Man City. I'm trying to think who else has played for Man City and Arsenal. Are they still playing now or not?
They are, but not anymore. Oh, if I tell you, if I give you any more clues, I'm going to give it away. No. Okay, fine. All I'll say is they're no longer playing for Man City.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
That right. Kind of maybe slightly gave it away, but let's see.
Man City. Scored against us for Man City.
Yes, you said Steph, you said Chloe, you said Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more.
Mm-hmm. Are they still playing in the WSL?
I said that would give the game away, maybe potentially, if I said so. No, they're no longer playing in the WSL.
Okay.
It's like the Alex Scott question last time. I think you're going to slightly kick yourself if you don't get this one. Maybe more. Somebody in the chat will get it, I fancy.
Oh, man. It's probably quite easy, you know, isn't it? Probably. No longer in the WSL. Oh man, this is quite tough. It probably isn't really. It probably isn't tough at all.
Somebody will get it, surely. I'm going to start to dish out clues if you're going to. It's going to be, I don't have to be dishing out clues, but let's see.
No idea.
Leah Williamson's best friend, who? Who's he talking about? Greg? Oh, I don't know. No, sorry.
Leah Williamson's best friend is Kira Walsh.
Kira Walsh, but she never played for Arsenal.
No,
she's never played for Arsenal. It can't be her. I'm assuming that's what you mean, because Leah Williamson's best friend is Kira Walsh.
Yes. It's not Kira Walsh. It won't be Kira Walsh. She's only ever played for Man City. Nasri? What was he saying? Nasri? What?
Nasri. There's loads of men's players.
Who's there might as well say about Adebayor, Gail Clichy as well. Oh, come on.
Yeah, there's been loads.
Forgot about him. Where is he now? Who cares?
Who? Nasri? He's retired, isn't he?
Yeah, probably ages ago.
Yeah, he retired, yeah.
I'm going to have to dish out a clue. Come on, you got to get this. It's like, if you got Alex Scott eventually, you'll get this eventually. You just need to dig a bit deep.
Who's that one who plays for Barcelona?
Barcelona.
Yeah, she did play for Barcelona.
Did she play for City?
I don't know. She played for Arsenal. I don't know if she played for City.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're thinking of. Yeah, I know you're thinking of.
She scored in the World Cup, didn't she? Was it not Nigeria or something?
Osorio.
Yeah, it's not her, is it?
Were you thinking of Vicky Lozada?
No,
because she played for Barcelona and City, but she never scored against us.
No, she's never scored against us, no.
Barcelona and City.
Ruby Mace. No, it won't be Ruby Mace.
It's not Ruby Mace. Oh, God. I wonder who it could be.
I'm trying to think of players that's left Manchester City. When they beat us the other season, they beat us at Meadow Park, didn't they, the other year? I know Ellen White scored one of them. I can't remember who scored the other one.
It was Lauren Hemp, but it's not Lauren Hemp.
Oh, yeah, it was Lauren Hemp, actually. Yeah, you're right. It was, yeah.
You said Steph, you said Ellen, you said Chloe. That was pretty good. That was pretty bang, bang, bang. Now the fourth one is a thumper.
So the easy ones.
I thought that those three were easier, weren't they? Let's be honest. Well, I don't know, actually, because I don't know what the other one is yet. Maybe it's just as easy as them. They're always easy when you think of them, aren't they? Terry says there, have we got Ellen White?
Yes, we already said Ellen White.
Yeah, we said Ellen White, yeah. That was the first one we got. This is doing my head in now.
I'm going to have to start giving a clue in a minute, aren't I?
You might have to, yeah.
Go on. Do you want a clue?
What country is she playing in?
She is playing in Spain.
Oh, Spain. Can't be Lucy Bronze. She's never played for Arsenal.
Not Lucy Bronze. No. She's never played for Arsenal.
No, just because she's in Spain and from Man City, that was all.
Vicky Lozada, but she.
No, she did play for City, but I don't think she ever scored for Arsenal, for City against us.
No, I don't think she has either. Played in Spain.
I'll give you one more clue. This might just give it away as well. Go on. She's also currently out with a serious knee injury.
Well, that narrows it down. That's pretty much half the women's players in the world.
Playing in Spain, out with a serious knee injury. Oh, come on. You're going to kick yourself, honestly. Let me know when you press the give up button.
Wow. We'll think in a minute. Wayne's gone with Caroline Weir.
I knew somebody in the chat would get the answer. It's Caroline Weir. Of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
Let's see. Yes, she did.
Yeah,
Many years ago.
Well done, Wayne. Wayne is the Wayne's got the answer. Yeah, Caroline Weir, of course. Yeah, obvious, really, when you think about it.
It was Caroline Weir. That's the other fourth one. So four, yeah. Steph, Chloe, Caroline, and Ellen.
Well, there you go. Look at that. Brilliant. And Jem Beattie's played for both teams as well.
She scored against us in the Quinty Cup many years ago, I remember, but not in the league.
Yeah, I remember scoring against us in that. Yeah, obviously she scored 4 hours against Man City as well. Tolomba says, I generally want you guys to win this weekend. Well, so do we. We really want us to win this weekend as well. Obviously, as a Man United fan, I can understand why you do as well. We're not doing you any favours. We're just doing ourselves some favours because we can't afford not to win. So, you know, you need to win your game. Don't worry about us. We'll do our job. So Wayne got the answer right. So well done to Wayne. Brilliant, brilliant stuff.
Yes, it was Caroline Weir.
That was just decided from the fact that she's playing in Spain and got a knee injury, maybe. But there's so many players that have got knee injuries at the minute. But yeah,
I had I had no idea. I wrote her name on the paper, but
yeah. Oh no, she played for us between 2013 and 2015. Yeah, three seasons. 2015.
Okay.
2013
yeah.
to 2015. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do recall her playing for us. But I think she's one that doesn't spring to your mind that played for Arsenal as much, I think, nowadays. You know, obviously everyone knows Chloe Kelly and Ellen White and Steph Houghton played for Arsenal. Mm. Everybody knows that. They immediately spring out. Jem Beattie's played for both. But Caroline Weir doesn't necessarily spring to the front of your mind when you think
about it. No, it was a while back, yeah.
Yeah, and
the world back. So I maybe I shouldn't have said you kick yourself, but because yeah, I do remember it was only three seasons ago. So
Wayne says there, well, yeah, because she plays for Real Madrid, and I know she's out of a knee injury. But to be fair, I didn't know she played for Arsenal. Yeah, I mean that was the issue. Really, just she doesn't spring to mind as an ex Arsenal player, does she? That's.
Well, I'll give you a three. Is 3 or 4 still pretty good? So well played. Yeah.
Yeah, well, three out of four. Isn't that what Meatloaf said? Didn't it sound like that? Yeah, four is not bad. He's not bad, but it's not right. But yeah, no, that was all right. It was a good question, actually. I quite enjoyed that. I like questions.
Two out of three. Yeah. He said 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 2 out of 3.
I don't think 2 out of 3. Well, 3 out of 4 is the same odds, isn't it? So Emma in the chat, it was a while back, yeah, but you know, we still remembered it, you know, we still should have remembered it, but anyway. And I like questions like that to make you think, you know, it's good when you have to break your brains and you're going through loads of different players in your head thinking, no, it can't be them, they never played for Arsenal and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, that was good, I enjoyed that. As always, it's always a highlight of the week. But anyway, that is another episode of the Arsenal Women's Show. We've enjoyed that. So we had a week off due to the game played last week. But now we should get a little run of shows the next few weeks, hopefully. I don't think this game's on a Friday. I can think I'm coming up the next few weeks. So, we'll be back, obviously, next Friday. We'll have the Manchester City game to look back on. Hopefully, it'll be a good game to look back on with a good Arsenal victory. And we'll all be happy. And we won't really care too much about all these issues that's gone on with the team so far. If we win, we'll be right back in it, won't we? Win on Sunday, we're right back in that race for the title. We're right back in there fighting, and that's what we need to do. And I'm sure we will. I'm sure we'll give it everything that we'll do. Wayne says there, she's a good player. Always used to score a banger in Manchester. She did, yeah. I remember. She's a good player. Definitely a good player. Terry says, I've got a question. Someone in here last time was from Uganda. My question is, who is Bobby Wine?
It turns out he's a Ugandan politician. I'm like, what's that got to do with women's football?
Oh, is he? Okay. I mean, there was someone from Uganda, wasn't there? I remember the other week.
I looked up Bobby Wine. I was like, what's he running, Bobby Wine?
Who is Bobby Wine? Do we know who Bobby Wine is?
He's a politician. He's a stage name, a politician, singer, and actor. Yeah, I don't know what that's got to do with this show, but anyway, but yeah.
There was someone from Uganda in the other week. I remember actually.
Anyway, so I also forgot to mention we did talk about this on Thursday. We've also interesting to see what team UNS plays. We've got our first Conti Cup game against Bristol, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, we have. To be honest with you, yeah, that's kind of slipped my mind a bit, actually.
No, it's not. I know it's probably not as big as a City game, but it'll be interesting to see. I don't see him playing the same team in both games. No. We'll have to rest a few. You'd definitely have to rest some players for that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll definitely rest some players. I don't like games played on a Thursday either, actually.
No,
Thursday
I think that's a bit weird as well.
Football days, are they? You've got Tuesday and Wednesday. All the midweek games should be Tuesdays and Wednesdays every single week. There's no excuse to play a game Monday or Thursday or Friday. No excuse. There's plenty of other days in the week. You've got Saturday and Sunday, and then you've got Tuesday and Wednesday. That's it. They're your days. Pick one of them 4 days, and you're laughing, aren't you? That's what you, two of them 4 days, if you want. Saturday and Tuesday, Sunday and Wednesday. That's it. That's all you need.
I think they wanted to avoid a clash with the Sevilla game in the Champions League.
Well, play the women on Tuesday then. I know we're playing Sunday. Yeah, we can't play Tuesday.
And Thursday,
they just
Sunday,
need to organise
the
fixtures better, don't they? They just need to organise the fixtures better. Yeah. Terry said, I just asked, I got caught behind a protest and they were all holding Bobby Wine ball. Were they? Okay. Well, what are you doing in Uganda, Terry, anyway? What are you doing there? A bit of a long way out of your way home, isn't it? I know normally you're stuck in traffic and stuff, but that's a bit out of your way, isn't it? To Uganda on your way home. But anyway, there you go. But no, I didn't have a clue. I wouldn't have had a clue who that was either. So it's just as well we've got Amar here to help us out with Ugandan politics. As we
know, no, I'm not Ugandan politics expert.
Uganda.
Unable, I'll probably be right.
No, that's cool. Well, I'm going to search him now on Google when I finish, just to find out a bit more, because I'm quite interested now. But anyway, that is the Arsenal Women's Show. So, Andreas, of course, great to see you again. A couple of weeks off. It's always nice to be back, isn't it? Have you enjoyed the show? Lots to talk about, obviously.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show, and it's always nice to be back here. Interesting weekend, but I think we just forgot to talk about next Thursday, the Conti Cup. This offers the chance for players who haven't got many minutes. On Thursday. Yeah, and then hopefully, players like Beth or maybe Lina Hurtig, Kyra Kunikross,
Katrin Kuhl.
Catherine Kuhl, they will get minutes, and this opens the chance to play them in the league. We spoke about it after we were knocked out in the Champions League qualifiers, that the Conti Cup might be a blessing in disguise, might offer possibilities. So of course, let's first concentrate on City, hopefully win or at least not lose, but then we should take the Conti Cup on Thursday serious, because it's a chance to give minutes to players, but also it's a trophy. And last season we were really, really happy when we won it. So we shouldn't throw it away and say, it's not important.
Of course not. You have to treat it seriously, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want it in such style as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's take this serious too with other players with a total different lineup, also with full concentration to win.
I mean, I do think that the most important thing about this group stage is, I mean, obviously we should be strong enough to get through out of this group. Let's be honest with the teams that's in there, but it's important, as you rightly say, to give some of the players minutes that are not going to play enough in the WSL games. Absolutely. Catherine Cole, as we said, Lina Hurtig, that's another good example. She needs some minutes. You know, maybe Steena, if she doesn't get to play much against Man City, having not played at all against Bristol City in the league, maybe it's an opportunity for her to start banging in a few goals and staking her claim. So, no, it's important in that sense. And it is, it's an important trophy. I want to win it. I want to win every trophy. I don't like getting knocked out of anything, because... I said it with the men the other night when we lost in the League Cup. We can't pick and choose which trophies we want to try and win.
No, exactly.
Try and win them all, and eventually you might end up with one. That's the way I always look at it. Don't think, we that's not important. We won't worry about that. No, care about them all. Go as far as you can in all of them, because eventually you might get lucky and win one. And if you just throw them all away, you're going to end up with nothing. That's happened too many times. So, no, I want us to – the group stage we should get through. It's a good opportunity to use the squad and get the squad on the pitch. And like you said, maybe Beth and Viv might end up playing quite a big part in some of these games to get them fit against opposition that it's maybe going to be a little bit easier for them. And it's not going to be quite as physical and stuff like that. It might be a good opportunity to get them playing. So it's a big competition for us, actually. And it's not what we wanted to be. We'd rather be playing the group stage of the Champions League, I'm sure, than we will. But we're not, so let's make the most of this. And it's games to watch. It's going to be good. And I say, we're going to see some players we might not see as much in the league. So, it's you're right, Andreas, absolutely. We shouldn't have overlooked it. I didn't really kind of think it was this week. I forgot, really. There's so much been going on. Absolutely right. We need to win that game. I mean, we should, we beat them last time in the league a couple of weeks ago. We should beat them, should we? Let's be honest. So let's hope we do. And that gets off to a good start in that competition as well. But you're right. We should have maybe spent a bit more time on that. But anyway, let's see. Let's get, like you said, let's get Sunday out of the way first and we can worry about that. Obviously, we'll talk about that next Friday on the show on the Continental Cup game. Greg says there, the more trophies we win, the more it becomes a habit. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. So I always you put it this way. You can never win too many trophies, but it's easy to win not enough. So that's the way to look at it, isn't it? Let's win as many as we can. And I don't care what ones they are. Let's just win as many as we can. And that's what you're right. And it breeds more. It brings that hunger, doesn't it? And I'm sure that winning the Continental Cup last season, all those players that played in that, you love that feeling, don't you? Going out, getting a cup, celebrating with your fans. You can't beat it. You want to do it again, and you do it again, and you want to do it again. And that's how it works. And you need to win one to go on and win a second one. And we've won one. and hopefully that'll be the springboard for us to go on and win some more this season. But you're absolutely right, yeah, the more trophies the better. Oh, let's win them all, absolutely win them all. But yeah, no, let's we'll look forward to that on Thursday. That should be good as well. But yeah, we'll be back next Friday. Emma as well, good to see you. We can't really see you, but
yeah, no, yeah, well, I'm a bit late now. Yeah, you can see me now. I'm much better in my room. Yeah, no, I'm always sticking to my room, never going downstairs again. It's good. Yeah, no, yeah, no, it's good. It's good to be back. 2 weeks off. I'll be back next few weeks before I finally get to go away to India in a few weeks' time, which I'm really excited about. Don't know if I'll be doing the show from there. Probably not, because it'll be late in the middle of the night. But no, there's still a few more to look forward to before then. And then, yeah, and then I'm going away. So, yeah, no, it's plenty to look forward to in the upcoming weeks. And, yeah, as I say, let's just hope we can. It's good to have the two teams playing alongside each other once again. And hopefully there'll be plenty to cheer during that period.
Exactly, that's all we want. We just want to see, we want to enjoy the game, we want to enjoy the team, we want to obviously hopefully see some win, because that's what it's all about. It's sport, isn't it, at the end of the day, and sport's about winning, isn't it? That's what we all want to see. Yeah, so let's hope that's what it happens. So yeah, we'll be back next Friday to look back on the Man City game, look back on the Continental Cup game as well, and look ahead, of course, to next weekend. More big games coming up thick and fast at the minute, game after game after game. It's exciting, isn't it? We love it. Terry says there, great show tonight, Richard. International man of mystery, Andreas, and 8 o'clock hammer. He was in at 7:30 tonight, though, so leave him alone. He did well. can you start being late again? Otherwise, I've got to think of another nickname.
Hey, I'm not going to start being late again. No, I took today off work. I don't have Fridays off of work. I can only get certain Friday. I can never get Friday off of work, so I'll have to start trying to be a bit early if I can. But that's the way it goes, you know.
No, work gets in the way of life sometimes. We understand that. But no, it's been good to be back. It's been good to see you two guys again. We're looking forward to a big game on Sunday. Of course, tomorrow it is the men are playing Newcastle. I'm not sure if I'm going. I haven't got a ticket. I'm thinking of going anyway and see whether I can maybe black my way in. But if not, I'll stay at home and do a watch. Depends on what the weather's like, actually. If it's absolutely howling it down with rain and stuff, I might just stay at home and do a watch along. I haven't decided yet, but one way or the other, I'll either do a watch along or I'll be at the game and do a vlog. So one or the other will be going on there. And of course, Sunday, I'll definitely be here, 12:15, Manchester City game. That is going to be epic, I'm sure. So join me for that if you can. And of course, next week, loads are coming up. Champions League, Continental Cup. Oh, so many stuff to go. It's just ridiculous how busy it's getting. But yeah, join us for all of that if you can. It is now officially the weekend, because the show has come to an end, and that's when the weekend starts. And enjoy your weekend, everybody. Enjoy the football. I'm sure you will. Thank you very much to Andreas for joining us, as always. Thank you very much to Amar as well, of course, as always. And yeah, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the football tomorrow and on Sunday. It's going to be great. And I will see you. Well, I'll obviously see you tomorrow. I'll see you Sunday, one or the other. But either way, it's going to be good fun. So join me for that. Thanks for watching. Give us a like before you go. Don't forget to subscribe. Come on, you Gunners. Let's do it. Come on. See you later, guys.
Take care. Bye.